I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Back in the days before Twitter and Instagram and the occasional hoverboard, kids used far lower tech methods to amuse themselves. And I'm talking about the classic prank call. Now, I never prank called anyone, really, except for my dad. There was a brief, but I have to admit, fun time in my childhood where I would call my dad at work, and as soon as he answered, I would begin to order a pizza. And I would go on and on, ask him for sodas, ask him for dip, whatever I could think of, really, and eventually just hang up. And although I was way too scared to do this to someone I didn't know, I thought I was being so hilarious and so sneaky, because little did I know the office phones at TD Bank had this new thing called caller ID. And my dad could clearly recognize when a call was coming from his home phone to his office phone. Regardless of my own success with prank calls, you can find examples of them in TV shows, in movies, The Simpsons come to mind. And this specific type of call gives people the opportunity to call someone else, the wrong person, and tell them to do random things just because. Much less complicated than a hoverboard from today. And as we heard in the first reading today, God's call to Jeremiah was very different from a random prank call. Jeremiah was called with a purpose. God knew who Jeremiah was and knew who he was going to become. God called Jeremiah because God chose to. And as a reader, we don't know too many details about who Jeremiah is in this passage. Prior to the passage, we learn that Jeremiah is the son of Hilkiah, a priest, and was from the land of Benjamin, one of the 12 tribes in Israel. Still, this doesn't tell us too much about who Jeremiah is, but rather where he comes from. In fact, in the entire dialogue between Jeremiah and God, Jeremiah continues to remain a mystery, and he only speaks once, saying, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." Only a boy. That is all we know about Jeremiah's identity from his perspective. It paints quite a vague and basic picture. But maybe as readers, we cannot know too much about Jeremiah, because in his young age, he doesn't know very much about himself, about his strengths, his goals, his passions. Maybe those aspects of who he is have not fully been developed in his mind, and so they're not worth sharing with the Almighty Creator at such a profound meeting. All Jeremiah seems to know about himself is what he sees as his disadvantage, his weakness, his insecurity. Jeremiah only identifies himself as a boy because it's his reasoning behind resisting God's call. In this call story, Jeremiah doubts himself and believes that he is an innocent victim of God's prank call. He's only a boy. He can't be a prophet. Jeremiah chooses to resist God's call because God must have the wrong person. Self-doubt is just as natural in our time as it was for Jeremiah. On Google, there's this fun activity that I do where you go and you begin to type in a phrase or a question like, "What is the?" or "How old is?" And below it pops up some of the most searched things on Google. So it would be like, "What is the weather today? What is the population of Canada? What is the average IQ?" Or "How old is Don Cherry?" which actually was one of the most searched things. These are the things people search on Google, and it's fun, and you should all try it when you go home. But this past week, I searched the beginning of the phrase, I am too. And what do you think was the most searched? It wasn't, I am too brave, I am too beautiful, or too smart. People most often typed into Google, I am too sensitive, I am too busy, I am too lazy, I am too emotional, I am too fat, I am too skinny, I am too old. It's quite easy to name our insecurities, and in the process, limit ourselves and what we do in the world. About 4 years ago, I began to really intentionally discern my call to the priesthood. And I often thought, I can't be a priest. I'm too young. I'm too bossy. I'm too naive. I'm too selfish. 4 years later, I've done so much. I've learned so much. But if I'm being honest, parts of me still feel those things. I still have those insecurities, those doubts. In your own life, what is something you have felt called to, wanted to work towards? Despite our best intentions, our best efforts to achieve, to try, we can all quickly be faced with hurdles of our own self-doubt. I can't exercise today, I have too much to do. I can't try something new, I'm not brave enough. I can't help this person, I don't have what it takes. Perhaps we're quick to doubt ourselves because we would rather judge ourselves and proclaim our own faults than hear someone else do it. Hear what we think others say about us, what they might be thinking about us. But when we doubt ourselves and let that doubt get in the way of great things, great possibilities, we resist God's call and our true purpose. Like Jeremiah, we think God has the wrong person on the end of that phone line. But really, we're the ones that are wrong to hang up. Before Jeremiah says a word, God says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God has not called the wrong person. God chose to call Jeremiah. God is calling someone that God has created and known forever. In knowing Jeremiah, the Creator knows that Jeremiah is only a boy. God knows Jeremiah's faults, doubts, and insecurities, and never denies that they're real or valid. But these human faults and doubts don't matter to God, because God knows there is so much more. Because God knows Jeremiah. Jeremiah says he cannot speak, so God puts words in his mouth. Jeremiah will be afraid, but God says that he will be delivered. God chose to call Jeremiah despite his flaws and fears, because Jeremiah was made with a purpose more powerful than any doubts. God calls Jeremiah because God chose to. God knows all creation better than we know ourselves. We all have our own insecurities, our own doubts, whether or not they're true. I may still think I'm too young, too bossy, too naive, and too selfish to be a priest, and I might be. But God willing, exactly 1 month from today, in this very place, I will be ordained to the priesthood. Because that is my call. And my call is more powerful than anything else that I could doubt myself with or use as a hurdle because I'm scared I might not be enough. You too may be able to create a list of your own insecurities, your own doubts. You may be able to do it easily. You may have even done it during the sermon. But know that that list, those insecurities, are not who you are, not even a little bit. in only seeing what we lack, the beauty and perfection God created within every one of us is forgotten. And God's purpose for us is wrongly and unfairly pushed aside. Your call, whatever it is, may seem like something impossible to achieve, to get through. It may be your Everest to climb, and there may be times where you feel you are not succeeding. You feel like God didn't choose you or was wrong to choose you. Even in the gospel today, we hear that Jesus is driven out of town, his own town, almost hurled off a cliff by doubt. But instead, the gospel says Jesus, God's Son, the Beloved, passed through the midst of them and went on his way. With the favor of God and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus left the doubt behind for the moment and went on his way, because he came into the world for so much more. We too must leave doubt behind and continue on our way, because there is so much more. God has chosen you as God's child, chosen to love and equip you, and God has chosen a purpose for you. So whenever or wherever you feel God calling you towards something, don't be so quick to think you're the wrong person and to think you are a victim of a divine prank call. Instead, know that you have been chosen and that God will be with you. Amen.